Political pundits from across the country have named Senator Dean Heller as one of the most vulnerable Republicans in Congress. And before he can even think about campaigning in a general election, he first has to make it past the primary, where he's facing opposition from the right. Reno Public Radio's Paul Boger sat down with Heller's challenger, Las Vegas businessman Danny Tarkanian, to find out why he's running against the incumbent.
Why run for this seat? Why challenge a sitting Republican senator?
Well, I was going to run in that. I ran for Congress in District 3 last election. I lost by 1 point. That was the closest race anybody on the Republican side had in a contested race against the Democrats in 2016. But I got calls and emails, social media requests from hundreds of people in Nevada, all asking and some of them pleading with me to run against Dean Heller. They wanted somebody to run against Dean Heller that was a supporter of the president and his America First policies, someone that was going to be honest and stand firm on his convictions on what he promises when they campaign compared to when they go back to Washington, D.C.
What is it about Dean Heller's record, Senator Heller's record, that you at this point take issue with?
He doesn't tell the truth in the positions that are important to the people of Nevada. He said he was going to repeal Obamacare. He said he was never going to support any organization that provided funding for abortions, including Planned Parenthood. And then he comes up here in the Reno and had a town hall, and a lot of people were screaming at him about the Planned Parenthood issue. And he promised on film that he would protect the funding of Planned Parenthood. He completely flipped again. He said he was going to be tough on illegal immigration when he ran for office. And then he joined the Gang of Eight, where he advocated giving citizenship to illegal immigrants. The thing that I hear from people all over the state is how they're sick and tired of politicians who say one thing to them when they're running for office and then do the exact opposite once they're elected. And Dean Heller's exhibited that over and over again. And people that know me know one thing. I'm very honest with my positions about where I stand for. They know that I have the courage to stand up for those convictions, even if it can cost me an election or something else. And people respect that. And that's the difference between Dean Heller and I.
We already have a freshman senator now. Do you think that another freshman senator will serve the state adequately?
Well, Dean Heller's been in office one term. If he wins this time, it'll be a second term that he'll be in. It's not like you're replacing Harry Reid, who was in the majority position. And furthermore, look, you need somebody who's going to go back there and represent the people of Nevada with the promises that you made during your campaign and honor the votes that were given to you because of those promises. I think that's a much better representation than having somebody back in Washington, D.C. who promises something and goes back to Washington, D.C. and breaks his promises to the voters, no matter how much seniority they have.
What about President Trump's agenda do you think is right for Nevada?
I think the America First policies that he articulated when he ran for office, and most of which is what he's trying to accomplish now, are all right for Nevada. They're right for our country. Who in our right minds don't think that we should have fair trade deals where the United States is getting just as good, if not better, terms than all the other countries they have trade deals with? We've always been getting the worst deals. Who in the right mind thinks that we should go out and nation build and invade other countries because we don't like certain dictators that are in those countries? You know, Donald Trump was very much against that, as I am. I was against the original Iraq war. Who in their right mind doesn't think we should get rid of unreasonable and burdensome regulations that are costing our businesses billions of dollars? And Donald Trump's doing that right now with executive orders. Look what's happened to our economy. We have the lowest unemployment rate in 16 years. We had GDP hit 3.1 in the first full term of Donald Trump's presidency. We have seen border crossings down 70%. ISIS is being destroyed in Iraq and Syria right now. They're being completely wiped out, which President Obama had years to do and he couldn't do. Well, we have NATO members that are finally paying their fair share of the NATO expenses and not leaving the whole burden to the United States. Why aren't people excited about that?
So I think it's easy to say that if elected, the president would see you as an ally.
Well, yeah, I'm going to be an ally of his America First policies that he articulated. And as long as he's promoting those, and for the most part he is, I'm going to support those policies.
That was our reporter Paul Boger speaking to Republican Senate candidate Danny Tarkanian. KUNR reached out to Senator Dean Heller on several occasions but received no response. We also spoke to Democratic candidate Jackie Rosen. That interview can be heard at our website, KUNR.org.